This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
This is Misrepresent, behind the face of fierce woman.
Me sentí pisoteado por toda la sociedad. Me tuve que hacer fuerte por necesidad. Fue el hombre de la casa muy temprana edad. Desde que nací conocí la necesidad. Mi corazón descalzo se perdió en la ciudad. De mis suelas gastadas de tanto caminar, aprendí de la vida, la calle y su soledad. Ya que todo lo que tengo es mi verdad. Y que solo me acompaña, baña mi verdad, verdad, mi verdad. No quiero tu autoridad. Solo quiero caminar con dignidad y conquistar mi libertad. Mi gente de bien se queda bien tempestad. Los ojos de mi barrio se llueven en humedad. Contra viento y marea creamos humanidad. En contra del silencio rompiendo la frialdad. Ya que todo lo que tengo es mi verdad. Y que solo me acompaña, apaña mi verdad, verdad, mi verdad. No quiero tu autoridad. Solo quiero caminar con dignidad y conquistar mi libertad. Ustedes ven el miedo, nosotros vemos verdad. Ustedes creen rabia en nombre de la autoridad. Ustedes son los pobres que carecen de dignidad. Sepan ustedes, no queremos caridad. No tenemos sus casas, tenemos comunidad. No tenemos sus guardias, tenemos la vecindad. Necesitan nuestra música para ver la realidad. Pero jamás conocerán la solidaridad. Y conquistar mi libertad. Por mi piel morena borraron mi identidad. Me tuve que hacer fuerte por necesidad. Es mi vida.
Welcome to Misrepresent, behind the face of fierce woman. I'm Charlene Sayo, your host for the next half an hour, and every week I have the honor to have lively conversations with unique, trailblazing women in the arts, science, literature, music, politics, activism, feminism, and more. Today's episode is not only an exciting one, but a very special one, because this is actually the last episode of the month-long series, Women in Hip Hop. So for those who don't know, for the entire month of November, I featured conversations with some of hip-hop's most provocative and groundbreaking artists, Kenny Starr, Maya Jupiter, and Asa Lioness. Tonight's finale is all about the politically charged French-Chilean super fierce superstar MC, Anna Tijoux. What makes this particular episode different than past episodes is that aside from my interview with Anna Tijoux, I've also included a portion of a Q&A that Anna did at a recent national conference in Los Angeles called Women on the Wave, organized by Affirm, a transnational feminist organization based across the United States. If you don't know anything about Affirm, be sure to check out affirm.org. That's AF3IRM.org. They're right now doing actions across the United States until December 10th in commemoration of the 16 days of activism against gender violence, so be sure to check them out. The track that you heard earlier was an acoustic performance by Anna at the Women on the Wave Summit, and you'll be hearing more of Anna singing after my interview. So for the next little bit, you'll be hearing Anna sharing her thoughts on feminism, art for social change, and her definition of garbage culture. I spoke with Anna in Los Angeles on the last day of Affirm's Women on the Wave Summit. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for being on Misrepresent, Behind the Face of Fierce Women. I'm very excited to have a conversation with you about
your
music and while you're getting henna done on your hand. This is exciting. So I wanted to ask you, first and foremost, you recently wrote an essay, La Cultura de la Basura, where you wrote about women in pop culture and in music. In general, you noted that women have been reduced to luxury goods like cars, and that is a type of violence against women. Can you explain that?
Like, yes, of course. It begins because we was just touring with the band, and we was like in making stop in some places, and those video appear like in the screen, and it was very interesting, like the reaction of the people that was around this camera, like. Like almost like seeing a thirsty person, like, you know, and I was seeing this video about a booty. It was a booty. I say, what is interesting about this? Like, you know, and which is making me think about is like nobody was thinking about the music. Even you don't have the sound. It was just the video. So I begin to ask to myself, like, it's crazy how all the medias begin to make videos about women and how women has been used in the term of the body to sell stuff and also a merchandising, you know. It's not even about music, it's just about a piece of meat, you know. And you see all these people that super hungry to seeing this piece of meat. So it's begin like that, and I was saying to people with who I was like, well, how would you feel if it was like your sister or your mother or I don't know, they're no. Why not? You know, so there is this very conservative vision, at the same time with this double sense that it's not conservative at all, like, you know.
Yeah. And this is violence to you?
It's very violent. Like, I mean, I think there is nothing more violent that you show. You take out all the beauty of a body. You take out this, even the femininity in it. You're showing really a piece of meat. All this taking the shoot, taken by from the down. It's not even about something that is beautiful, you know?
And so what do you think, like this kind of violence, how does this impact women, not just in the music industry, but overall? Do you see that it's affecting women?
Of course, because at the end, like, it's like those kind of stuff that happen that, what happened is like we are all responsible as social communicator. So if you make this kind of stuff, like those the little girl think that is the way that we should connect with other guys when your sexuality is born, you know? So there is a distortion about how to communicate with other bodies.
Now, you also wrote in your essay, and then earlier this afternoon at the Affirm Summit, that there's nothing as macho as capitalism, and there's nothing as capitalist as machismo. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the connection?
It's about the connection of the penis. Yeah, I don't know how to say, like, it's like this big capital that arrive, and is there is like even this expansion of the sexuality of men being strong and invincible, and that's why I make the connection, like, instead of being reflexive about what kind of society we want, that's something very, very feminist, you know, about happiness and how what kind of society we want to build to each other, and without this both world, like, we building one kind of society that is going to only one way.
Now, and you also said that an emancipated woman is very dangerous in capitalist society. And you said that before you never really thought about that. Why do you think that now?
I think that now because women are the... I would say that women is almost the center of education in at home. So changing the way that you educate your kids and home is you change a whole society of way of communicating with the world. That's why I think it's dangerous, because if the woman take consciousness about the oppression that she had without knowing, the pressure that she got about her body to be young all the time and all this absurd obsession about to be young and not to see the age like go through your face into time, the center of the family will change. There is nothing more revolutionary than the family. If you, the center of the family got notion about emancipation, the whole community got it, and then the whole society. So it's more like an expansive vision.
Now, you titled your essay La Cultura de la Basura, or Garbage Culture. What is this garbage that you're talking about?
The garbage, when I say garbage, is the culture that is not culture. It's not culture. It's this weird notion that you think that you're making culture and art, but at the end you make something that everybody's going to forget in 5 minutes. That's what I'm talking about, garbage, that is not recycled energy. It's only not recycled energy at all. It's something that one song, in 1 month, you will not forget it. You will forget it totally because a new one will appear with no message. It's the empty vessel, the emptiness of this kind of music.
So how do we end this kind of culture then? Like, what would you see a genuine kind of culture? How do we end this garbage culture?
I think we end it. I don't think that we got like one way. There is million of ways in every places, in academic ways, at home, with your friend, with music, with whatever you do. It's a fight day by day. It's a very hard work of trying to be reflexive all the time, in all the moment, and be consciousness, solidarity. And I see that the places where you there's really a fight against this is all the collective, small collective of people in the neighborhood, in the community, in that sense, with the old woman, with the kid, with men, with transsexuales, with whatever, lesbian, homosexuales, with, you know?
Now, we also live in a society, though, that is very apathetic and very passive, and people don't want to get involved politically or even change the world. So how do you respond to people like that who will say, like, it's always been like this, you can't change anything? How do you respond?
Because the media want that. That's the media. That's what the media, like, put in this place. There is nothing more convenient that people doesn't think, you know? And I think to have a political vision is to have a sensitive vision about where you live and your people.
And so as an artist, as a musician, what do you think is the responsibility of an artist then in changing this garbage culture?
With song, with lyrics, with this kind of situation where you get this amazing possibility of coming to this kind of places, talk and to learn a lot for me, you know?
How has motherhood helped you to form your feminist perspective? Can you talk a little bit about that? Because you said before that you never thought about it, but how has motherhood changed you?
That changed everything. That changed the capacity of seeing the world. Like, your time is different. My clock is totally different when I was not a mother. My priority changed, and what used to be super important is not anymore, you know? And I think motherhood give you like this bullet of love that never stop. It continue to be bigger and bigger each time. So I think in that sense, like, that changed me also this vision about how to make music, you know.
Anna Tishu, thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you so much. Gracias.
Thank you. Merci.
Merci.
That concludes part one of the final episode of the Women in Hip Hop series featuring Anna Tishu. The last section of this episode is a Q&A with Anna at the Women on the Wave Summit organized by a firm last month in Los Angeles, California. The Q&A was moderated by Affirm member Shirley Alvarado de la Aguila, and Anna is accompanied musically by Quetzal's Tilana and Emoto Renga on the violin and Cristobal Perez on the guitar. For the Q&A, Anna discusses the concept of her hit single Somos Sur, working with British-Palestinian rapper Shadia Mansour, art as activism, colonialism, Naomi Klein, and the Chilean student movement.
Tú nos dices que debemos sentarnos, pero las ideas solo pueden levantarnos, caminar, correr, no rendirse, el retroceder, aprender por los que absorben. Nadie sobre todos, cantan todos, unen todos para todos, todo para nosotros. Solo soñamos en grande que se pueda liberar. Lo gritamos ahora, no queda más remedio. Esto no es utopía, es alegre de alegría, de baile de los que sobran de la danza de mi amiga. Levantarnos para decir que vas. Ni África ni América Latina se suba. Un barro con casco con la pizza para el día. Provocar un social terremoto en este chat.
This amazing video, can you just share with us?
Okay, very good. This is a video that we made for this album called Vengo. And what happened is very simple. We was making the video, and I listened to this amazing rapper from Palestine, and I was following. He's the bomb, right? Come on. You talk about flow, she's got a monophony flow. and she's got flow and she think and she's amazing. So I write to her, like, as a fan, basically. Say, hola, my name is Anna, I'm from Chile, I love your music, I would love to have you in this album. We made this song, and she immediately answers, saying that, I love your music too, I love Chile, and in Palestine we know about Victor Jara. And I said, guess what, in Chile we got the biggest Palestine community after Jordania and Palestine. So it, everything was, oh. So we made it with this terrible, my terrible English, it's just her amazing English, like talking about what we wanted to write. And the idea is like to be proud about to be the South. When we talk about the South, is the big problem, I'm talking about the oppressed people and all the act of resistance. So we made una enlace between Palestine and Chile, but it's got to do with all this South community. A lot, we were thinking about the migrant in North America. I mean, it's bigger than just Palestine and Chile. Yeah. So we invited her to Chile to make the video after she recorded. And I was super afraid because I say, I hope that she's nice. Like, when you don't know people by internet, say, oh. But no, I met this amazing woman, and I can say that she's my sister of life because we had this amazing connection, super humble person, and we are so proud about to meet this amazing woman, como musician and activist, and she's fucking dope in all sense. Como, so we are very proud about this amazing collaboration, and there is amazing female MC in this world, really. Como. Yeah.
Where did you film
the... Ah, sorry. So I said to Sharia, because I'm beginning to be super... ¿Cómo se te saluda?
Terca. Stubborn.
Stubborn. I don't like that people direct the video in general because they have a projection about what we want. And I want something very chaotic. I want it very anarchist, you know, the way that it was. Because the song was like that, like, fuck you, Yankee, yeah, yeah, you know? So the video, we were giving the same energy, you know? We know what we talk about, Yankee, colonization, no? So, like, we invite our amazing French friend B+, from the Colectivo Mochila in LA, which is an Irish, amazing Irish man, friend, brother of life. So he came to make all the photography, we call Aldo, and I call the Tincos, the people that are dancing this Andina dance from Bolivia and Peru, and also from the north of Chile. And I love them because they dance in the protest, almost only in protest. So they are very political and they put name of all disappeared people and super nice people. So I called them, they was yes, and we called Palestinian community, very, it was a chaos of people like, shooting, and everybody, wah! So the energy was amazing. We call also kids from, immigrant kids from Bolivia, Colombia, we got a lot of immigrant, and we got a lot of racism right now in Chile also, which is terrible. So we call also kids from everywhere. And so it was only about energy, basically, and chaotic and not trendy at all, like super whatever.
So. Just what we like here at Affirm.
So the next song, I think you might also recognize it. It's called Shock.
So the video that you will see is like the intent of making a documentary about what was happening in Chile and still happening until today. And because all the medias, well, a lot of medias are showing the student like super violent. So we decided to make this video as trying to make use this platform of music and sharing to show to, in our perspective, what was happening with high school students taking their school and this amazing energy that they got to asking for free education and quality education. So, which I will say just a few words about this video. I begin to love to make video, to be honest. It's interesting as a language, you know, the match of language. And I remember like, so I write this song after to read this amazing book of Naomi Klein, The Shock Doctrine. And I remember I was with my father and we was with a bottle of whiskey, that's the truth. And we was downloaded online this video and I remember he told me like, can you imagine if Naomi Klein see the video and say, you're crazy. And we download the video, in 5 minutes she write to me like, I love the video. And I say, wow. So I was trying to say, thank you so much for what you write. And that's what I was trying to say, like music, we are very good storer of other people because there is amazing people around the world like making amazing art, music, and reflection. So this is our intent to show into the world what was and still happening in Chile with education. Discursos sin colores, no ves que no estamos solos. Millones de polo a polo, al son de un solo coro, marcharemos con el trono. Con la convicción que basta de robo, tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro, tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro. No, la hora sonó, la hora sonó. No permitiremos más, más tu doctrina del shock. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó.
Doctrina del shock.
La hora sonó. No hay países, solo corporaciones. ¿Quién tiene más, más, más acciones? Trozos, gordos, poderos. Decisiones por muy pocos. Constitución pinochetista, derecho justa y lado fascista. Golpista disfrazado de un indulto, cae la gota, cae la toma, la toma, se toma la máquina, rota la calle, no calle, la calle, no calle, la calle, no calle, debate que está ahí. A todos lo quitan, todos lo ven, en todo se logra la vida, la muerte. Todo es negocio, bajo tu todo, semilla, pues cuál me todo ese error. Venenosos monólogos, tus discursos sin colores, no ves que estamos solos. Millones de polo a polo, al son de un solo coro, marcharemos con el tono. Con la convicción que basta de robo, tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro, tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro. No, la hora sonó, la hora sonó. No permitiremos más, más tu doctrina del shock. La hora sonó, la hora sonó.
Doctrina del shock.
La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó.
Doctrina del shock.
La hora sonó. Golpe, golpe, verso a verso, con las ganas y el aliento, con cenizas, con el fuego del presente, con recuerdo, con ceniza y con desgarro, con el objetivo claro, con memoria, con la historia, el futuro es
ahora.
Todo este tubo de ensayo, todo este laboratorio ya diario, todo este fallo, todo este económico modelo condenado de dinosaurio. Todo se criminaliza, todo se justifica la noticia, todo se quita, todo se pisa, todo se ficha y clasifica. Tu política y tu táctica, tu típica risa y ética, tu comunicado manipular. ¿Cuántos fueron los callados? Paco guanacos y lumas, Paco guanacos y tunas, Paco guanacos no suman. ¿Cuántos fueron los que se robaron las fortunas? Venenosos monólogos,
tus discursos sin coloros,
tus discursos sin coloros,
millones de polo a polo.
No ves que no estamos solos,
marcharemos con el tono,
marcharemos con el tono. Tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro, tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro. No, la hora sonó, la hora sonó. No permitiremos más, más tu doctrina del shock. La hora sonó, la hora sonó.
Doctrina del shock.
La hora sonó, la hora sonó.
Doctrina del shock.
La hora sonó, la hora sonó.
Doctrina del shock.
La hora sonó.
And that's the end of our show. Thank you everybody for listening. You just heard my conversation with multilingual hip-hop star Anna Tiju. This is also the final episode of the month-long special series Women in Hip-Hop, and having all of you listen every week was just as awesome as me interviewing my guests Maya Jupiter, Kenny Starr, Asala Inez, and Anna Tiju. For more information about Anna and her music, check out myspace.com/AnitaTiju and on Twitter @AnnaTiju. As always, you can listen to past episodes of Misrepresent at charlenesayo.com, and make sure to follow me on Twitter at Just Call Me Char. Special thanks to Andrew Sayo and Irene Cloma. Intro and outro music by Emily Simone, and additional music by Stealing Orchestra and Rafael Ginocchio. Tune in next week for another fierce episode featuring another fierce woman. This is Misrepresent, Behind the Face of Fierce Woman.